Now, I would say there's a lot of running going on, loads. Well, I say that because people run, they do so to get fit. But in some cases, more than some, people run to raise funds for others. One person doing just that is John Webb of Emmaus to tell me as to why. John joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. Thank you for coming on to BBC Radio Stoke. Now, what exactly are you doing and when? You're going for a run somewhere down in Trenton, from what I understand?
No. It's a 10K sponsored race at Alton Towers on the Saturday, the 11th of November. Apparently, it's something they do every year. There's about 7,500 people do the race. Alton Towers Resort is only open that day. The park is only open to for the racers, the runners and the spectators. And there'll be 7,500 people doing a sponsored run around Alton Towers that morning.
So are you doing it just to get a free ride, John?
you do get free access to the park after 12 o'clock. The actual main reason is to raise funds to support local children in North Staffs, the Stoke and North Staffs, who don't have a bed of their own. So we're hoping to raise about £5,000 from a team of eight of us to support around 30 children across North Staffs with a brand new bedding, the whole lot, really.
Now, John, you say that, and with what you're doing and how you do things in and around the city, you see a lot more than maybe most of us. But even for you, were you surprised as to how many children in the city don't have access to a bed?
We're always surprised when families come in and you hear a mum tell you that her and her partner are sleeping in a double bed with three or four kids. It's heartbreaking because not one of those family members can ever get a decent night's sleep, and so it's going to affect their physical and mental health, especially for children at that incredibly important developmental period of their lives. Not to get a proper good night's sleep could have implications for the rest of their lives. So yeah, it's really, really tragic, and it's such an unknown and hidden issue because it's behind closed doors.
Yeah, and for you and Emmaus, that's exactly what you do. You actually go and change the world behind the doors that nobody ever sees. I mean, with a target of 5,000, what difference could that amount of money make?
We're hoping that 5,000 will enable us to buy and deliver 30 brand new beds for children. So the bed, the base, the mattress, all the bedding, pajamas and toiletries, everything really, just to give a really fresh start to that child in that home and give them their own space to sleep and rest after a long day.
And for you, I mean, how's your training going to end up running all the way around Alton Towers? Granted, the incentives you've already put forward, but for yourself, I mean, how have you been preparing for this?
I started training about 4 weeks ago, I think it was. I'd not run anywhere, not run anything but a bath for about 8 years. And so suddenly to start running again was beyond painful. But I'm doing about 5K three times a week at the moment, which is good. And so I've just got to build that up over the next month. And hopefully I'll breeze the 10K in November.
you do have a sense of confidence. I mean, the fact that you're doing 15K a week, albeit broken up into equal parts, is something which I think is certainly admirable. Who else is joining you on this run at Alton Towers? Because I would argue that you're not going to be doing it on your own. There's other members of the public and people that you know that are supporting you.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, including myself, there's eight of us. So there's myself representing the charity staff team. There's one of our trustees, a chap called Paul McShane, who's doing it. And then the other eight, six are people from the local business community, such as Sonia from Baba Baboon, her husband, Harry. There's a chap called Nick Pilgrim, who runs a video production company called Cinerobota, and one of his friends called Emily. And then there's a lady called Helen, who runs a telemarketing company called HBM. And there's one more person who I'm struggling to remember now. Also, it's a chap called Matthew from Heyo Energy, a solar power company in Kiel.
And what's moved them to join with you? I mean, the story in on itself is quite heartbreaking, but these guys are obviously going to be taking their own time and also maybe, like you, training to get into the groove. So what do you think has moved them to support you?
I think just the absolute passion and the passion that I try to portray when I'm talking about the charity a lot through business networking groups I go to on a Wednesday, and that's where most of the group have come from, and just the belief that we need just that small impact can transform a child's life. That whole bed package we can deliver for £175 each, and for £175 to transform a child's life for scores of years ahead as they go into adulthood is a very, very small amount of money.
It is, and something which, as you, if you put it there, it can last years and continue to have an effect, not just in that moment, but for years to come.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that child will never get that time back of where they can have a decent sleep and a decent day at school the next day. That is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity while that child grows. And so we can have a positive impact on that. Then it's incredibly well-spent money.
Definitely. How can people support you, John? You know, is there any sort of website that people can go say, oh, here's a bit towards what you're doing?
Yeah, so we've got a Just Giving page. The best thing is to go through, say, our Facebook page, so our Emmaus North Staff's Facebook page. And Emmaus, I know it's a weird word, but it's spelled E-M-M-A-U-S. So people go on there, and there's a link from that page direct to the fundraising page. And if people just give a few pounds, it all adds up. Lots of people give little bits, it all adds up to a massive impact.
It most certainly does. John, thank you so very much. Good luck with your training, and hope to catch up with you before the 11th of November, and also maybe afterwards as well, and see how much you've been able to raise. That is John Webb from Emmaus there. He's doing a run, not at Trentham, Alton Towers. He's going to get a free ride as well. Beds for Kids, £175, and it can transform a life in a way that one can, or has yet to imagine. Checking on the travel for you now. Padbury Lane, Cobbleton.